In Long Beach, California, in a neighborhood where crime is plentiful and money is not, Polytechnic High School is one of the most successful and respected public schools in America. Deborah Bear reports on a school that has really become what its motto proclaims, the home of scholars and champions.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
It's mid-morning break, and the quad is thick with teenagers. Poly is huge, 4,800 kids, and it needs two principals to manage them. Sean Ashley, a Poly alum, is one of them.
Okay, let's start pushing the class. Okay, why are we standing around? Didn't I give you a class to go to?
No, sir.
Did your mother say she wanted you in class today? I'm sure she did.
The kids are stunningly diverse, a third African American, a third Southeast Asian, and about 8% white. The rest are Latino, Filipino, and Samoan. More than half qualify for reduced or free lunches, and they're well behaved. Police say the campus is as safe as schools in upscale areas of the city. Attendance is high, 95%, and the dropout rate is low. A Harvard study reported Poly's graduation rate is above 90%, better than any large urban high school in California. So what's its secret?
Hello, how are you today, sweetheart? Good.
Principal Ashley himself is clearly one factor. He's a dynamo who's involved in every detail of the school's day-to-day life. He says part of Poly's success is that it's organized into 11 learning academies. Two of them are magnet programs. One is called the Program of Additional Curricular Experiences, also known as PACE.
PACE is this high-octane, take-no-prisoners academic program that brings the best and the brightest. It has raised the standards for the entire school.
Going to college isn't a dream here. It's an expectation, a part of Poly's 110-year tradition, a tradition that now includes an award-winning music program.
Millions of people are going to hear you on the radio right now, and they're going to hear you playing Leaning Back, slumping in your chair.
Teacher Andy Osman directs two of Poly's orchestras. He says he always pushes his students to do better.
The analogy I use with the kids is the high jump mentality. If you can jump 6 feet on the high bar, why can't you jump 6 feet and a quarter inch? So wherever they're at, our job, I think, is to take them one level beyond that.
On the fourth, ready?
Football is also a huge part of Poly tradition. Poly has sent more athletes to the NFL than any high school in the country.
We just scored. We got the ball back. I thought we were going to lose.
The school keeps its athletes focused by checking their grades every 3 weeks. Senior Terrence Austin is one of Poly's star football players, a wide receiver for the Jackrabbits, as well as being in one of Poly's magnet programs. 11 colleges are wooing him with scholarship offers, including Notre Dame and UCLA.
I still work hard and continue to do all my schoolwork, and, you know, I'm just one guy that's out there trying to make it.
Austin always expected to go to Poly, as nearly everyone in his family has for three generations. That's not unusual. Families in the neighborhood consider it a birthright for their children to come here. Parent and alum Danny Lewis says his stepson, Brian Smith, is carrying on the Poly tradition.
Poly is not just sports. It's a way out of the inner city. If they don't succeed in sports, then more than likely they'll succeed in life in other ways.
Okay, who's standing around like they don't have anything to do with their lives?
For NPR News, I'm Deborah Bear in Long Beach.
If you don't go to class, you gotta be vacuuming at home. Which one you want?